So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
So one of the other mistakes that I see businesses make is they've got a massive lack of time management, or you'll notice I've put their task management. Because really, there is no such thing as time management. Everybody has 24 hours a day, right? Now, some people might not have access to the same 24 hours, but there are 24 hours in every day. In my business, I have more than 24 hours because we've got image editors, we've got video editors, we've got content coordinators, we've got website designers, we've got copywriters. In my 24-hour period, right, I can work more than those 24 hours. I can probably work 150 hours with the team that we've got. So do you think I'm going to get more done in that 150 hours than you could get in 24 hours? No eating, no sleeping, no resting, just pure work. Of course, right? So it's important for me to utilize those 150 hours that we have the team have, right? Because that's what they've got access to. And I don't know if it's 150, it might be 100 hours. I don't know. I don't know how many hours it is. Not worked it out, but it's just for an example purpose. But I've only got 6 hours, let's say. And I probably haven't even got that because I don't work 6 hours a day. I work between 3 and 4 hours a day. Any more than that and I'm done. I'm burnt out, right? I've got other stuff going on. I've got CrossFit and I want to go shoot some hoops at the basketball court and I want to grab some food. And we've got all this other stuff, you know, life's for living, right? So you've got to utilize the hours that you have in the most efficient way possible. I remember going to Asda, who used to be one of our customers when I worked at Dell. And we got there and we said, oh, how many people work here then? And he went, oh, about half of them, which I thought was really funny because obviously, you know, in an 8 hour period, how many hours are you actually working? 4, maybe. And the other 4 is completely inefficient, making coffee, speaking to people, walking upstairs, sitting back pondering. I would say sitting back and pondering is work, by the way. Just using your mind instead of your hands, that's all. But most people have not got this 8 hours a day that they're actually working. Or if you're an entrepreneur and you're putting in 16 hours, you're not putting in 16 hours. A large proportion of that 16 hours is just fluff, right? So what you need to have in place is a time management or a task management. In fact, you don't really need to manage your time. You just need to manage the tasks that you have. What are the tasks that you've got to get done today, for example? And so I will say to people, I say, so what? Tell me what you need to do. Oh, well, I need to create a marketing plan. Great. Marketing plan. When are you going to do that? I don't know. Okay, let's. How about we do it this week? Yeah, okay. What day? Oh, I don't know. When I can fit it in. It's not going to work. What do you mean when you can fit it in? What does that even mean? It doesn't mean anything. I'll tell you what it means. It's going to mean that you ain't going to do it. Right? How about Thursday at 2 o'clock? Till 3 o'clock, you've got an hour. Well, it won't take that long. Okay, half an hour. Book it in your calendar. Ooh, don't want to do that. sounds like a proper plan, does that? Ooh, sounds like I'm a slave to my job. Dude, you're already a slave to the job because you just told me you're working 16-hour days and half of them you're not even working. You're checking email, Facebook, Instagram, watching YouTube, cats, right? We know this. How about you get yourself a proper strategy for time management and task management. So all the items, all the things that you need to get done are written down on a sheet of paper and then you take that and you put it into your calendar and you become the most efficient task achiever on the planet. How about that? How about you get so much done this week, you've run out of stuff to do. So you might as well go whitewater rafting, go to the basketball thing, go to the CrossFit, go walk your dog, go and have lime cheesecake at your local coffee shop. God, I love that lime cheesecake. How about you go do all that? But knowing that you've got all your tasks going to get done for this week. And then your biggest problem really is identifying the task, like explicitly identifying, well, I'm going to create a marketing plan. Okay, well, what's that going to look like? What's in your marketing plan? How long is it going to take? Is it a digital marketing plan? Is it a billboard marketing plan? Is it on the back of a bus marketing plan? What is it? And it could be all of those things, but you need to get really explicit, really clear on what that needs to be. and you put that into your time management system, and then you put it into your calendar. And then when you get to 2 p.m. on Thursday, you sit down, you look at your calendar, go, okay, I'm going to do that for half an hour. That system is one of the most efficient systems that you could implement. It will change your life fundamentally. And I ask people, and they're all over the goddamn place. Everything, everywhere, all at once.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.